Welcome to Conversations with Chris, a podcast from Abiding Above Ministries and Chris Hodges.
And you look further in James, as we've done here, thinking about, you know, our speech should be graceful. You know, he also talks about, does a fountain send out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water? No, it's either one or the other. It's kind of like our old Southern saying that we've heard since we were kids, what's in the well comes up in the bucket. So when we think about the political speech that we've heard, though many things were correct that was said, but it was said in anger instead of abiding in Christ and letting Him cause our speech to be graceful, because we are children of God. What's in the well comes up in the bucket. We should be speaking along with the Holy Spirit in us in these matters.
And that's right. And later on in the same chapter, he talks about, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? It's one or the other. You can't do both. And we all do. Sometimes we talk with grace and sometimes we don't. And hopefully we are more and more graceful in our speech, but neither can a salt spring produce fresh water, as you said. So you need to practice and make it a point to be more graceful in your speech, I think. And I'm talking to myself as much as anybody.
Yeah. You know, I think the key here is to remember what's in the well is the Holy Spirit in us, comes up in the bucket in our speech. And we need to let Him control us like the bridle controls a horse in the reins, and also the rudder on a ship. And knowing that I am a child of God, I'm filled by the Spirit, surrendered in love. And yes, we can speak on political matters according to the Word of God, but we need to be careful about anger. And if we're only known for what we're against, people won't want to listen to us. But if we can talk about what we're for, it'll be obvious what we're against.
There's an old saying about if someone were to have a conversation with you, is there enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian? Depending on how you speak and what you say and the grace that you speak in, that can help convince and convict you of being a Christian.
And you know, when our speech sounds angry and caught up in the world system, though we are children of God, but we're kind of living carnal lives, and so therefore there's not a lot of grace in our speech, it actually damages the reputation of God in the minds of unbelievers or immature Christians. That doesn't mean literally you can damage the reputation of God. That's impossible because He's perfect. But what you're saying and the way you are and not being graceful in your speech in political matters can cause other people to say, if he is a Christian, I don't want anything to do with him.
Right. Thank you for joining us for Conversations with Chris. If you want to know more about this episode's topic or more about Abiding Above Ministries, please visit abidingabove.org. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.